Chapter 7. The Journey Home. All that day he traveled, using the moving sun to guide him. The forest seemed to carry on forever. Nowhere did he discover a break in it, not even a woodcutter's road. He had not known that he lived in so wild a region. It was a strange thought. By the time night fell, he was very tired and hungry. The thought of getting back to his wife and children made him push on. At last, he found a road that led him in the direction of his home. It was as wide and straight as a city street, yet it seemed that not many had traveled that way. There were no fields or houses next to the road. He did not hear any sounds to suggest that people lived near this place. Large golden stars shone brightly in the sky above him. Instead of giving him hope or comfort, they seemed somehow evil. The woods around him were full of strange noises. He could clearly hear voices whispering in a language he did not understand. His neck was in pain. Peyton lifted his hand and touched it. It was horribly swollen. He knew that it had a black circle where the rope had cut into it. His eyes and tongue felt swollen too. He could no longer close his eyes, and he was very, very thirsty. He stuck his dry, hot tongue out into the cold air to cool it. The ground under his feet suddenly felt so soft. Peyton realized he could not feel the road beneath him. What was going on?